was a time when I was handsome, Lord. There was a time when I had money to burn. There was a time when where I landed, it was the least of my, it was the least of my concern. But it hurts to lean back in handcuffs, like nine kinds of shame turns to rage. As a younger man, I might have put up a fight, but I just feel like such a fool at my age. Some of this trouble just finds me, no matter where I turn. Symptom of heart disease is sudden death. It's like time stands still forever on your telly. Starts shaking around like some crazy old hooker on meth. And you know me, I can't take no preaching, not on Sunday and no other day. But I feel like I ought to be praying or something, and I have no idea what I'd say. Say some of their trouble just finds me, no matter where I turn. How do you know when it's too late? How do you know when it's too late? How do you know when it's too late to learn? Highway, but I have been passed by, and I have passed by more than my share of cars. And I do remember back in my younger day when I was so certain that driving even faster was what it was that was going to get me far. So there ain't nothing left for me to learn here. There's just this half full, a half empty cup, less than an ounce of possession shit. I could do that kind of time standing up. Trouble just finds me, no matter where I turn. How do you know when it's too late? How do you know when it's too late? Do you know when it's too late to learn? Cowboys, bikers, and barroom fights. They was drinking beer, carrying on, and one of them was listening to one of my songs, but old Miss Burgess, she'd be singing along, she thinks she knew all by heart. And then one night, after closing, she poured me a beer. She said, come on over here, sit down, you know, shit, I got something that you need to hear. She said, life isn't easy getting through, everybody gonna try to make it tough on you. I tell you right now, if you dig what you do, never gonna get you down, Lord. She said, life's too short to worry, life's too long to wait. It's too short not to love everybody, life's too long to hate. I meet a lot of men haggle and finagle all the time, trying to save a nigga, maybe make it die. Not me, boy, no siree. Said I ain't got the time. You're the I ain't seen old Virgie. I guess it's probably been 15 years. I've been bumming around this country. I sing these songs for chips and beers. Mostly beers, now the nights are long. Driving's tough. The hotels are weird and the pay sucks. I can't dig what I do now. It never, ever, ever gets me down. I say life's too short to worry. Life's too long to wait. Well, it's too short not to love everybody. Life's too long to hate. I meet a lot of men that haggle and finagle all the time, trying to save a nigga, make it down. Not me, boy, no siree. I said I ain't got the time, Lord. I said not me, boy, no siree. I ain't got the time, Lord. You know, you seldom get a chance to see a stoner folk singer practicing his craft anymore. What about the year 2040, the music that is currently known today as stoner folk music will exist only in the classical records department of your local public library. So, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, while you still can, would you please make me feel welcome to being here? I've been looking forward to this all afternoon. Full disclosure, I lost one of my teeth in a gambling-related misunderstanding. That's good. I'm going to get that taken care of. I just couldn't have it together by this weekend. With the weather and everything. My name's Todd Snyder. I've been driving around this wonderful country of ours for more than 15 years. Almost 20 now. I make this shit up by singing for anybody that will listen to it. Some of it will be sad, some of it will be funny, some will be both. Some songs will seem really short. Some will seem like they go on for a long time. There will be, sometimes maybe I will talk for almost 18 minutes in between the songs. I also like to tell people every night, you might have heard me say this before, it's because I meant this before, the same way that I mean it tonight. I'm going to share my opinions with you tonight, not because I think they're smart, or because I think you need to know them, but because they rhyme. I know three chords, a chord. I get free drinks and applause. This is one I made up with Elvis. Go like this. Like you're under pressure. I was looking for this job when I met you. I'm sharing a room with two guys over at the Motel 6 bar. I'm sending every dime that I make here home to my ex-wife. I just did 2 years and 28 days. With a little better aim, I've been in there for my life. So you see, broke won't take me that much getting used to, and neither will it barbed wire jailhouse wall. Watch what you say to someone with nothing. It's almost like having it all. I was looking for a job when I found this one. Don't need this work like you need this work done. You look like you're under pressure. I was looking for a job when I met you. I was looking for a job when I found this one. Don't need this work like you need this work done. You look like you're under pressure. I was looking for this job when I met you. You know what? What I really ought to get is a job like the job you got, Chief. One of them jobs where I just drive around all day and check up on guys like me. Yelling out the window in my pickup truck with my AC cranked up and my clothes all clean. Shit. That seems like that might be all right. On the other hand, I was looking for a job when I found this one. I don't need this work like you need this work done. You look like you're under pressure. You look like you're under pressure.
All of the music for the song.
But you must understand, I was pressed for time. There's a truck turned over on the highway. Players are burning out all of the snow. I got freezing rain in my passing lane. I got 45 miles to go. 45 miles, 45 miles. Lord's gonna take me all night. I should have known right away that something was wrong when I started thinking things were all right, things were not all right. My old man's sick, my sister's going broke, they're closing down my favorite bar. I've got the smoker's coughing now to top it all off. I think I'm about to wreck this car. About to wreck it. Like seasons, I say something about every one of them sucks. It's as hard to be hot as it is to be cold. You're either out of control or you're stuck. You're either out of control or you're stuck. Take whatever road that you've got to. Careful of the ice and the snow. Change my mind, I got 45 miles to go. Oh, 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 I got 45 miles, 45 miles. Lord's gonna take me all night. I should've known right away something was wrong when I started thinking things were all right, things are not all right. Some company in the weekly scene. I seen an ad that just had to be you. I hadn't seen you since New Orleans. I never did figure out where you'd run off to. I know I looked bad last time you saw me, but lately I've been doing all right. I won a tournament last week in Oklahoma City. Hustled half of this town tonight. I got some cocaine if you want some. It's the best I could find. Hey, we could just sit here and talk all night. That big old guy out in your car don't mind like old time. Screw off the top on a bottle of wine. We're living out our own kind of American dream. It's just like old time. Goes always the same as mine. You didn't want to throw your fishing line at old Main Street. No, I ain't expecting anybody but you. I don't know who this could be, though. But I'm pretty sure you've got a clue, and I bet you've been to this hotel before. But do you know what? In the bathroom, but don't flush it down just yet. Put your pager in my suitcase, I'll get the window, you light a cigarette. It'll be like old time, just like the old time. living out our own kind of American dreams, just like the old time. Your goal's always the same as mine. You didn't want to throw your fishing line in that old mainstream. No, sir, officer, you don't understand. We're just two old friends drinking wine. I'm sure she is, but that's not all she is. She is also an old friend of mine. I got her high school picture. It's right here in my wallet, 1982. No, sir, officer, no offense taken. You have a good night, too. She says that she can't stand the sight of the car I bought her. Going to ride forever, she don't ride a ragtop. Her and her mother spend my money pretty much nonstop. They're trying to break me for the sake of this neighborhood. They want everybody up and down the street to think we're doing good. We're stuck on the corner. Sanity and madness. Looking them over. Can't see a difference. Money out of paper, paper out of trees. We're making so much money we can hardly breathe. I didn't even want to study economics. My parents made me because they said it would be practical. I can't make my kid do it. Goddamn thing I tell him to. That kid's an unrepentant radical. He is as unimpressed by these plaques in my cubicle as I am secretly impressed with his ability to look at everything so completely irresponsibly. I'm stuck on the corner. Oh, yeah. Sanity and madness. Oh, yeah. Looking them over. Oh, yeah. Can't see a difference. Oh, yeah. Taking money out of paper, paper out of trees. We're making so much money we can hardly breathe. Oh yeah. Thank you. Call that little pecker Mr. Handleman. I drove home from work as mad as I had ever been, and then I nearly jerked the kid out of a drive-through window. He said, will that be everything? I said, what would you know? You're looking at the man about to buy his kid a ragtop. What are you driving? A bicycle, you little punk. I'm on the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Selling a madman.
Oh, yeah.
Looking him over.
Oh, yeah.
Can't see a difference. Money out of paper, paper out of tree. Millions of my money, we can hardly breathe. Millions of my money, we can hardly breathe. Millions of my money, we can hardly breathe. Millions of my money. Sets. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So I thought I would come up here for a minute and play whatever songs are sort of on my chest today, and then we'll take a little break and we'll do whatever. I know all this shit, so whatever you want to do, we'll do, you know. But before I do that, I would like to do a sensitive piece that I would like to dedicate to most of my music singing friends. Most of my friends do the same thing I'm doing. Most of my friends play here or a place like here, most nights of the week. And as we got older, we found our wives, and first we made up songs about how we traveled, and then we met women that we loved, and we made up songs about that, you know. And then we made, we go, I didn't do this because me and my wife didn't have kids, because we partied balls. Kid. And that was where I sort of drew the line, you know? I was like, ah, I don't care this shit about it. You know? And so I made a vow to myself that I would never make up a song about kids. And then I did, and I'm about to play it for you. And I'll tell you what, sometime I live in East Nashville. That's where you leave. And once you have your kid, you leave East Nashville. Some people don't, and those kids are pretty interesting. They made the news one afternoon. I was watching the news, and I saw this breaking news. I have a song about helicopters over a house. That's not the one I'm going to do. I'll do that later if you want. But what I'm saying is, one of these afternoons, there was some helicopters, and the news came on, and they told this story. And I thought, oh, well, now I'm going to make this song about kids, and it's called Precious Little Miracles. And it's very pretty. It's got some fancy chords. Comprehend now. Everybody knows it's true. Kids will never understand it, no matter what. Take the kids around here. For instance, if you will, they drive around looking for people to kill. not even for the money, but rather for the thrill. Oh, kids, they can be a handful. Who wears their pants like that? Come here, kid. Let me hitch up your britches. And while we're at it, let's fix that hair. So your school is a joke. And you'll always be poor. And your pleas to the rich have been heard and ignored. Is that what all you crazy kids are so upset for? Come on now. There's still fun things to do. We could drive down to the park and pick up all the garbage that's hanging around. Or maybe we could work a bunch of skits up and perform them for the people. You know this life is such a joy for so many of us. We can't take too much more of your push come to shove us. What we need all you kids to do is buckle down and love us. Come on, kids. Buckle down and love us. She said, boy, I fear that I have seen the devil's mark. Brian Hennessy just laughed and peeled a 10-spot from his rope. because he'd never ever known the taste of fear. But he wondered why the summer night had suddenly grown cold as the gypsy's words come ringing in his ear. She said, you can't run, you can't hide, crying him to see, she cried. But you can't escape the fate that's in your hand. Say, how does it feel to have dealt your final deal? Go on, lay down, Brian, you're dying, man. Brian Hennessy just laughed and peeled a 10-spot from his rope, 'cause he had never, ever known the taste of fear. So he walked inside the Martindale Cafe, but that slender blue-eyed waitress was his goal, and a few words from his flatty head soon turned her ear. She said, my husband's out of town, he needn't fear. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Yeah. I told you I didn't know it. Sorry, man. Oh, for sure I knew that. Okay, in the second set, I'm gonna kill that song. This is gonna play a clean song. Sorry about that, guys. Sidewalk like he owned the whole damn town. I'd hear him laugh through some chip, through a thick ghost of smoke, through a thicker haze of southern comfort and cold. Say, girl, you're hotter than the hinges hanging off the gates of hell. Don't be afraid to turn to me, baby, he don't treat you well. Like he meant me, so I laughed and I shook his head. He laughed a little bit louder, seeing yellow back. Boots on the day they lay me down. I'm a long way, locomotive out of one track. Looking for any kind of trouble I can't find. I got this old black leather jacket, got this pack of Marlboro, got this stash here in my pocket. Got these thoughts in my own head. The right to run until I gotta walk, until I've gotta crawl. Got this moment that I'm in right now and nothing else at all. Which train song? Pour me one more round. Make them leave my boots on the day. Thank you. poor man looked to me like he died, laughing in his sleep, singing a trace song, sipping one last pound, made him leave his boots on all day to lay them down. It was a runaway, locomotive, down in this one track.
Thank you.
We know we don't worry. Frat guys from Abilene drove out all night to see Robert Earl Keen at the Cape Ink Swine and Soiree dance. They wore baseball caps and khaki pants. They wanted cigs, so to save a little money, they got one off these hippies that smelled kind of funny. And the next thing they knew, they was both really hungry and pretty thirsty too. Said the beer was coldest. They sent him Brad because he looked the oldest. He got a case of beer and a candy bar. Walked over to where all them registers are. Laid his fake ID on the countertop. Clerk looked up. He turned. He looked back up. He stopped. He said, "Kid, I'm not going to call the cops, but I'm going to have to keep this car." The guys both took it pretty hard. They took it hard. B-double-E-double-R-U-N. They run. Met this other old hippie named Sleepy John. He said he was the one from that Robert Earl Keen song, so they bought him the cat. He got him some brews. It was a beautiful day out in Santa Cruz. They were feeling so good. Should have been a crime. Crowd was cool and the band was prime. They made it back up front to their seats just in time to sing with all their friends. Y'all Robert Earl Keen fans, help me say, "There you go, John." You know, people, my friends from home, they just naturally assumed that I would be sick of this song. And that is not true. It's my favorite fucking one. I sing it all the time. Sound check, this is the one we do. Elvis, I do this for Elvis. I go into his room in the morning, I play it before we go to bed at night. Oh, you don't believe me. I could drive around and play this song every fucking day for 15 years. You know, if I had to. Old timer. It's too late for me to die young now. An old timer, I'm a five and dimer. I'm trying to find a way to age like wine somehow. My new stuff is nothing like my old stuff was, and neither one is much when compared to the show, which won't be as good as that first one you saw. So help me, I know. Old timer, too late to die young now. I'm an old timer, five and number, trying to find a way to live like wine somehow. I've met every fool that ever signed their name on the wall. In the backs of all these beer joints and concert halls, I've been through 7 managers, 5 labels, 1,000 picks and patch cables, 3 bands, a band, a bunch of guitar stands, and cans and cans and cans of beer, and bottles of booze, and bags of pot, and 1,000 other things I forgot. I thought that I'd be dead by now, but I'm not. B-double-E-double-R-U-N. 7 miles away from where he fell down to his friend. But he told me that the hardest part was really jumping out of that plane. He was spending the night watching police lights shine down through the pouring rain. They had a man hunting that next morning like nothing I'd ever seen. I was only 8 years old at the time. I was watching on the TV screen. They were saying he was never gonna make it now. Now the daylight had set in. But later that night, they were shining them lights back down on the mountain again. I'm far away from the city of roses. They even dragged the river up a couple of times to see if he had drowned. With all those men working overtime, they swore they would bring him down. But a parachute and a few $100 is all that the river found. Not far away from the city of Rose, they all watch those lights up to the rain. Now some people say that he died up there somewhere in the rain and the wind. Other people say that he got away, but then his girlfriend did him in. Well, all men say if he is out there someday, they're gonna drag him. As for me, I hope they never see old D.B. Cooper again. Far away from the city of roses, they all watch those lights up through the rain. D.B. Character, the good guy put a bullet right through his head. The screenwriter stood up and he told us that all the loose ends had been tied. He said justice is irrelevant. Violent problems need violent solutions because in America we like our bad guys dead. Preferably after some kind of kick-ass car chase. They roped off off all my problems, and they pointed their fingers at drug addiction. I think it's because they know if you're the one doing the pointing, nobody's going to be looking at you. But you know, this war on drugs is funded by tobacco and alcohol commissions. It's not what drugs that we're strung out on they care about so much as who. People still love drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly, some of these people. And in our dressing room, when we first got here, there were some teenagers down there smoking weed. It's cool, though. It's cool. We ran them off. Still smells funny down there, though. Attention, it's all that I know. I've got tension in my health food, tension in my exercise, tension in it's everywhere that I go. When rock and roll first came around, it seemed like preachers all went crazy. Soon, though, that wasn't enough to get anybody in the door. So now they jump on just about any scandal that they have to try and save me, because they know that I don't buy that bullshit about the devil's music anymore. Gay people getting married. That's what scares people, that they don't have shit all else to be scared of. know, that was so underhanded, grabbing him just as you landed, after holding me the whole time you fell. You tell me he'll be good to you, who wouldn't be, what else is new? Now all that I can do is wish you well. It wouldn't have bothered me any if you'd have left me when you wanted to, but you just had to wait till you had someplace better to go. Leaving me was one thing, Carla, why'd you have to leave so slow? I said, I didn't mind you walking away, well, why'd you have to leave so slow?
Thank you. girl in Georgia Hill. Save the money so she paid my bill. Broke a bottle and she took my pill. Got me to sleep. She made a thing out of me. There's a world that I want to see. And heaven knows that she ought to be. A promise I keep. Golden hair and pillow eyes. Woman like she's satisfied. Saying things most girls hide. Sometimes she's cruel. She makes a thing out of me. There's a world that I want to see. And heaven knows that she ought to be. Sometimes if you yell them out, but that's an old one. I hope you'll forgive me for that. There's some of that. I got a dusty old pile of vinyl records sitting on my floor. I played each one of them over at least a dozen times or more. All I've got is a beat up floor, mattress and a spare, another on the floor, and that dusty old pile of records on my floor. I got Willie Waving and Woody, got Jimmy Bobby, my loving and Bobby Jen, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donna Cripps, and Dad in the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Pine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Fans, and Zeppelin, Skinner, Harry Chase, Guy Park, Van Halen, Wayne, the Chris, T. Sykes, and Country Joe, and he'll sing with the fish, you know. I got Emily, Children, all the James Taylor, Jimmy Ross, Hank Williams, and Mojo Mixon, Henry Tiger, and a whole lot more. And that is the old pile of vinyl records in my mouth. In San Francisco, I was standing near a poor line. In one bag, I had all my old clothes, and the other was all the old records of mine. And they said I could only bring one bag, and I had two. What a drag, I had to jump on the plane and leave all my clothes behind. But I got a Willie Wayne and them Woody, got the Jimmy Bobby Lyle and them Bobby Jeffy, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, and Prince, and Dad, the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Pine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Skinner, Harry Chase, Guy Clark, Van Halen, Peter Fisk, Keith Sykes, and Country Joe, when they were singing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, Chew, and all of James Taylor, Jimmy Ross, Hank Williams, and Mojo, Nixon, and Meg Sagan, and a whole lot more. I got all the Booker T's, Tom T. Hawes, Bobby Bear, Bella Bonnie, and the New York Dolls, Billy Joe, Jimmy Coach, and Kids Crosby, Stills, and Hass, John June, and Roseanne Cash. I got Corbin, Frombo, Sam, and Dave, T-Birds, Yardboys, Stevie Ray, and if some of y'all hadn't figured out already, I got piles and piles and piles of Tom Petty. And then that's the old vinyl, vinyl records.
I got that one.
Feeling like I am being crazy. I gotta work at this job downtown. What do I do here? Why do I stay? Who are all these people that I check in with every day? I need a room to think this over. I need a ride out to Horseshoe Lake. I want to be like it makes a difference. What difference one man makes? They say that one man makes money, one man makes time. I need some time to think this over. I want to make up my own mind. I don't need a shrink. I need some time away from all of this. I need a drink. What do I do here? Where will I go? Why am I so haunted by everything that
from just his waist up.
gave this world a thrill, and then he ended up on alcohol and pills. Alcohol and pills, it's a crying shame. You think they might have been happy with the glory and the fame. The fame don't take away the pain, it just pays the bill. And then they wind up on alcohol and pills. Janet Joplin, she was wild and reckless. Then there was Graham Parsons. Then there was Jimmy Hendrix. The story, it just goes on and on, and I guess it always will. They've ended up on alcohol and pills. Alcohol and pills, it's crying shame. Been happy with the glory and fame don't take away no pain, but it just pays bills, and they wind up on alcohol and pills. Then one day somebody that won't wake up one day. Sometimes it's a heart attack, sometimes they won't say. But when they pull Hank Williams out of that Cadillac coupe to fill, he ended up on alcohol and pills.
Sing something together. He tried to live like he had a little bit of money. Amen. Through the southern draw. Well, I can tell right away by the way we're running that that boy was just big and a crawl. At least a junkie knows what it means. You get a man all strung out on the street, he'll give up everything he's got for just one shot at having it all. On a trip down a local track, get a tip from a friend, put it all down, and went on a horse named Heart Attack. Well, now him old fool Bobby didn't let it off, so L.A. was cool when that horse took it ball, but then it turned around and blew the best trying to win it back. He wanted easy money, sad but true. Everybody wants to go to your big and possibly get. Every say we don't say.
They can possibly do.
They want that easy money. Don't understand. they can't get their hand on how that easy mind. But she was watching him from a table, not too soft, but not too tough. But she figured by the money he'd been throwing around, this time sure good looking enough. So she worked her way over, she shot him a wink. He took his last $5, bought her a drink. By the time they hit a motel, said the bed they were in, he said, "Oh, I love you, I love you, girl." Found a surefire steal, some big investment deal in Dumplin'. Would you believe this? They're gonna let both of us in. So they took all the savings out of the bank. On the way home, they stopped to get some tank. She stayed there for some cigs, and she never saw that fucker again. Oh, I say that I know it's only rock and roll, but I know. You know, just the other morning I was hanging around in my house. I had that picture with all them pictures of my tour manager, Elvis, naked, and I was checking it out. Just then a friend of mine came through the door. Said she never paid me for a scumbag before. Said she never was gonna see me anymore, and I still don't know why. I think I'm in all right, girl. I think I'm in all right, girl. We sound great. Me don't come to the time. I know I get wild, I know I get drunk, and like I've got a bunch of bodies in my trunk. My old man used to call me no good punk, and I still don't know why. Outside of a bar,
they turned on their lights and they said, hey, old timer, we had to ask you to step out of that car. I was the only kid when I called him a couple of dates. Still, they made me do the stupid human tricks. Now I'm stuck in this jail with a bunch of dumb hicks, and I still don't know why. Even if you don't know, I think I'm in all right. Here's my story,
that was true,
about a girl that I
once knew.
She took my heart and she ran it around with every single guy. Oh, hey, hey. Oh,
Conservative Christian, right-wing Republican, straight white American man, debashing black fearing, war fighting, tree killing, regional leaders say, shirt tucking, frat housing, cake tapping, backslapping, hater, hippies like me, tree hugging, peace loving, pot smoking, porn watching, lesbian, hippies like me, tree hugging, peace loving, pro choice in gay wedding, widespread panic, digging, hippies like me. Skin color blinded, conspiracy minded, protesters of corporate greed. We who have nothing, and most likely will tell, we all end up locked up in jail. By conservative Christian, right wing Republican, straight white American man. Diamonds and dogs, boys and girls, we're living together in two separate worlds. Following leaders of mountains of shame, looking for someone to blame. I know who I like to be. Conservative Christian, right-wing Republican, straight white American man. Debashing black fearing, war fighting, tree killing, regional leaders say, shirt tucking, frat housing, cake tapping, backslapping, hater, hippies like me, tree hugging, peace loving, pot smoking, porn watching, lazy ass, hippies like me, tree hugging, peace loving, barefoot and foot singing, lazy ass, hippies like me. Yeah, thank you for being so nice to me. I appreciate it. You work and work all day long. You always on the go. You never take a minute off. Too busy making dough. Someday for sure you're gonna see the world. You're gonna really get around. How far you gonna travel if you're 6 feet underground? Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. These years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. You're going to take that ocean trip, no matter come what may. You've got your reservations, but you just can't get away. Someday for sure you're gonna see the world when you're a millionaire. But how far you gonna travel in some old rocking chair? Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. These years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. You worry when the weather's cold, you worry when it's hot. You worry when you're doing well, you worry when you're not. It's worry, worry all the time, you don't know how to laugh. We're gonna think of something funny when we write your epitaph. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. These years go by as quickly as the wind. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy. Gypsy's words come ringing in his ear. You can run, you can hide, Brian Hennessy, she cried, but you can't escape the fate that is in your hand. Say, how does it feel to have dealt your final deal? Go on, lay down, Brian, you're a diamond. Brian Hennessy stepped through the doors of the Diamond Dog Saloon, where he stopped to have his nightly glass of gin. And the one-eyed, scar-faced stranger, dealing blackjack in the gloom, winked his ghastly gray glass eye and dealt him in. Brian watched in fascination as the stranger's fingers flew. Why, he had never seen such cheating done before. But as he wrapped his hands around the handle of his snub-nosed 32,
yeah!
That gypsy's words come back to him once more. You can run, you can hide, Brian Hennessy, she cried, but you can't escape the fate that is in your hand. Say, how does it feel to have dealt your final deal? Go on, lay down, Brian, you're a dying man. So Brian Hennessy, he just folded up his cards and he walked away, fighting back the rage that burned his soul. He stopped to get some coffee at the Maltenberg Cafe, but that slender blue-eyed waitress was his goal.
Yeah.
And a few words from his silver tongue soon turned her pretty head. She said, my husband's out of town, you needn't fear. But as he pressed her to the softness of her fluffy feather bed, that gypsy's words rang back loud and clear. You can run, you can hide, Brian Hennessy, she cried, but you can't escape the fate that's in your hand. She said, hey, how does it feel to have dealt your finally? Go on, lay down, find your dime. Brian Hennessy just buckled up his pants and walked away. And from that day on, he changed his wicked life. And he never drank or gambled, and never dealt no dope, and never touched no other fellow's wife. And then years later, he met that gypsy when his days was almost done. And he said, ah, gypsy, I beat your curse, don't you know? But when she saw the frightened, trembling, withering wreck that he had become, she said, Brian, you died 20 years ago. Because you ran and you hid. That's exactly what you did. But you didn't escape the fate that was in your hand. Say, how did it feel when you dealt your final deal? Go on, lay down, Brian. There's a backwards old town off in the Denver. So many times that my memories are worn. Daddy, won't you take me back to Newburgh County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking to be by this cold train. Down by Abraham, where the air smelled like snakes, we'd shoot with our pistols. Broken pop bottles was all we would have. Daddy, won't you take me back to Newburgh County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Just to come by this cold train, it's a holiday. With paradise weed just 5 miles away from wherever I am. Y'all jump on it, man. Tell me, say, Daddy, won't you take me back to the bird town? Thank you all very much for being so good tonight.